You are listening to Christian Audio's production of Can We Know and Tell the Truth? By Richard D. Phillips. This book is read by Chris Koscheski. This audio production is copyright 2011 and published by Christian Audio under an agreement with Good News Publishers, Crossway Books and Bibles, based on Can We Know and Tell the Truth? Copyright 2010 by Richard D. Phillips. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles. The well-known Bible teacher James Montgomery Boyce was once traveling by plane when the woman seated next to him discovered that he was a Christian minister. She responded by bringing out all of her objections to the Christian faith. First, she spoke against original sin, how it made no sense and how she would not accept it. Boyce listened to her and then replied, "I see, but is it true?" Next, she went on to the idea of judgment and hell, saying how uncivilized and immoral all of it was. "I see how you feel," Boyce answered, "but is it true?" Finally, she erupted with her great distastes for virtually everything taught in the Bible, how it wasn't modern or appealing to her way of thinking. As Boyce began to open his mouth one last time, she interrupted, "Oh, I know, none of that matters. Is it true, you're going to say?" That conversation took place around the year 1990. I suspect that had it taken place in the year 2010, the ending might well have been somewhat different. Instead of the woman conceding the point that truth is what matters, she likely would have taken the conversation in another direction. "How can you claim that your beliefs are true? No one can really know the truth, so what I feel about it is really all that matters." The point is that if Christians are to communicate the gospel truth to today's postmodern generations, we will likely have to do more than simply state the truth. In many cases, it will not suffice to hold forth our Bible and walk friends down the famous Romans Road series of evangelistic verses. In addition, and often beforehand, we will need to answer questions such as, "Why should I accept that the Bible is true?" And, "That may be true for you, but why should it be true for anyone else?" These are questions concerning epistemology, that is, our beliefs and assumptions about knowledge and truth. Prior to giving our witness to Christian truth, we will often have to present clear Christian views about truth itself. An evangelical approach to the knowledge of truth will need to incorporate our biblical convictions regarding God, mankind, sin, salvation, and more. Some might object that beginning with our beliefs injects subjectivity into the question, since our theory of truth presupposes certain truths. Our answer is that as Christians, we cannot avoid the realities of who and what we are through our relationship to Jesus Christ. The purpose of this booklet, then, is not to present an objective epistemology that anyone, Christian or not, would adopt. Rather, this presents a stance towards the knowledge of truth that reflects the core beliefs of our gospel faith and validates our experience as Christian believers. In other words, this chapter presents how we as Christians answer the questions regarding the knowledge of truth. Wouldn't it be better, some will ask, to meet our unbelieving neighbors on an objective epistemological common ground? The answer is that no such objective common ground exists that does not require Christians to ignore the lordship of Jesus. This we cannot honestly do. So are we left with nothing to say except the missionally frustrating, "You have to be born again to understand"? Not at all. Just as Christians have a gospel message to share with the world, we also have a God and Christ-centered answer to important questions about knowing and truth. Today's crisis of truth. We happen to be living in a historical moment of tension between two models or theories regarding the knowledge of truth: the modern and the postmodern. Modernity advanced for generations on the unshakable conviction that unaided human reason would successfully expand knowledge and apply truth. In the same way that Isaac Newton's physics produced knowledge about the